Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. On the broadcast today, we're talking gaming across the state and all the exciting new projects that go along with it with Mike Draper. He's a partner with Argentum Partners for the whole show on an all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
Safety. We all think about it. You think about it when he buckles in, when you check your mirrors and put away your phone. RTC thinks about safety too. In fact, we create it. Center turn lanes mean fewer blind spots. Bike lanes keep cyclists and you safe. Roundabouts reduce injury collisions. And all these crosswalks are designed to keep families like yours safe. Safety is your priority and it's ours too. Every day, in everything we do.
Retail's impact on Nevada's economy? Enormous. 8,600 businesses, large and small, employing 145,000 workers. And last fiscal year, retail paid tax on nearly $60 billion in sales. We're the Retail Association of Nevada. We support retail. We help it grow. And we mean business.
RANNV.org.
Take a look at Pro Group Management and see how your workers' comp requirements can be met head-on. By taking a proactive approach, Pro Group can assure that your company is meeting or exceeding state and federal standards. As you move forward in your industry, Pro Group moves with you, simplifying regulatory tasks, clearing the way so you can get the job done, and look to your future success. Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
Early in the morning or throughout the night, professional truck drivers are on the job, serving you, safely moving freight that's crucial to our economy. From the oldest industries to our newest innovators, from the exotic to the everyday, trucks are everywhere, moving everything. Never afraid to embrace a future that makes Nevada and our nation stronger. Trucking moves America forward.
This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shan, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shan.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we're always delighted to welcome back to the program Mike Draper. He is a partner with Argentum Partners. Pleasure to have you back on the program, sir.
Thanks for having me, Sam. It's always great to be here.
So I was just in Las Vegas a couple of weeks ago and took the time to visit the Strat and the Sahara. And my goodness, the Sahara is a whole different property than it was a year ago.
I mean, it's been different. I go down almost weekly for clients in Vegas and usually stay at the Sahara. And every time I go, there's something different, dramatically different. I think the quality level of that property has improved so much, and they're not even halfway done with what they intend to do to the property. So it's amazing what they're doing. And you see what the Morello Group did to the Grand Sierra Resort up here, and you imagine that with a property like a historic property like the Sahara, and it's exciting to think of what the possibilities could be.
Well, I thought, you know, the SLS was a great idea. It wasn't executed very well, but it was a great idea. But the quality of the construction at the Sahara is a multiple, I would say 10 times, but it's even bigger than that. I mean, it is a beautiful property, and it's smaller, obviously, in scope than an MGM or something. But for its size, it is as good as any of those properties.
Well, and I think this is what's kind of cool about Alex Morello. If you've had a chance to meet Alex, Alex is very passionate, obviously very smart, but Alex also is very self-aware. And so I think that when Alex bought that property, and people, much like when he bought the Grand Sierra, told him he was crazy, I think Alex knew exactly, had a vision of what he wanted that property to be, and it wasn't to compete with Wynn, it wasn't to compete with Venetian, it wasn't to compete with those other resorts worlds, which is gonna be there shortly. It was to create a really top-notch boutique hotel that had some offerings that none of the other properties did. And I think that that's, you see that reflected in the construction and some of the restaurants that are going. And I know they've got some pretty exciting plans for some of the entertainment and nightlife and additional restaurants. And I think that's really what they're focusing on, is let's just create, we can't compete with all these other guys on the strip, but we have a great property here that we can do some really cool stuff with and maybe offer something that some of the other properties don't.
Well, and you look at the location of the property on the north end of the Strip, and if it was 5 years ago, you would say, well, you're going to be a little lonely out there. But now with Phil Ruffin buying Circus Circus and his plans already in, aligned over at the Gaming Commission for what he wants to do, you've got Genting with their Resorts World property and the expansion of the convention center all happening on the Sahara's doorstep.
Well, and even the Strat, which is right there next to the Sahara, is upping its game and they're investing in
hugely,
that property.
Yes.
So I think you're right. I think that next year could be, I was reading an article over the weekend, or maybe it's a blog post over the weekend, about the resurgence or the possible resurgence of the north end of the Strip. And certainly I think that the Sahara is one of those catalysts. Resorts World, it'll be interesting to see how, obviously it's an amazing, much anticipated property, so it'll be interesting to see how that delivers on some of the promises that have been made. But I think that's could be the next evolution of the Las Vegas Strip, is really the north end of that.
And the Resorts World, that's phase one. I mean, that's a huge piece of property that, you know, their initial announcements were 7,000 plus rooms for that place. I know the plans that keep changing, but still.
But it is, when you drive the Strip and you see Resorts World, the size of that property, and you see what's going on the south end with the Raiders Stadium, and you just look at just the size of the projects that are happening right now, it's exciting and almost, you know, hard to imagine where Vegas is going to be in 3 years with some of those properties that are going to leave a significant mark on the Strip.
All right. On this high note, let's take a break. We'll come back and we'll look at some potential bumps along the road. All right. We'll be right back.
Tamarack Junction is South Reno's hotspot with over 450 of the latest slots and video games. Sully's Sports Bar, the Dining Car Restaurant, William Hill Sportsbook, and the Tamarack Steakhouse and Lounge. We're just north of the Summit Mall in South Virginia. Yeah.
Ahern Rentals began as Signal Gas Station on Las Vegas Boulevard. Founder John Ahern grew the business by offering rentals. His son Don built on John's legacy, growing Ahern Rentals into the largest independently owned American rental company with 89 locations in 30 states. Don also brought his experience and vision to equipment manufacturing with Extreme Manufacturing and Snorkel. Today, Ahern Rentals continues to bring its family values to a new generation. Learn more at ahern.com.
Hi, I'm Eric Robnett, owner of Home Energy Experts. Has this ever happened to you?
Honey, did you remember to turn down the thermostat?
Forgetting to set the temperature? Not fun. We can help. Our new smart thermostat keeps the temperature set for your comfort all by itself.
I'm feeling hot now.
To increase your comfort, go to homeenergyexperts.com for details. That's homeenergyexperts.com.
The signs and symptoms of cataracts can start out small with subtle changes in your vision. So don't wait. Be proactive and take your vision into your own hands. If you're experiencing the onset of cataracts or just have questions, contact your eye care professional or call Eye Care Associates of Nevada today. Dr. Hiss has years of experience specializing in the surgical correction of eye disorders and has completed over 84,000 vision-correcting procedures. At Eye Care Associates of Nevada, we'll change the way you look at the world.
The Tamarack Junction Steakhouse is known for signature steaks, handcrafted cocktails, and world-class wines. Join us Thursdays and Friday nights from 4:30 to 6:30 in the Steakhouse Lounge for live music, gourmet plates, and well-priced wines, just north of the Summit Mall on South Virginia.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Mike Draper. He is a partner with Argentum Partners. And I should point out that you do represent the Sahara as well as the Grand Sierra Resort. But the conversation would have happened anyway. So here's an area of concern, which is Southern Nevada, is the Las Vegas Strip paying enough attention to the lower end of the market? You know, in Macau, we see VIP and gross gaming revenue as two distinct groups. And they are both valuable. When one is up, the other is down, and vice versa. But the costs have become so high for the regular person to go to Las Vegas. We know that there is a certain group that's going to be putting on their credit card and just doesn't care. They're in Vegas, we're going to spend whatever. But is there a concern that the pricing is going so high and the nickel and diming with the parking, et cetera, that there may be pushback at some point?
I think there's always a current concern, and I think that we've seen a pretty significant concern voiced over the last year or two, particularly with paid parking and things like that. I think that, you know, I've had the opportunity to represent Las Vegas or the Convention and Visitors Authority at times in my career, and certainly several of the gaming resorts. There's nobody who knows tourism and hospitality better than our gaming resorts. And so I think that while there is a concern, there's probably an ongoing concern. There's been for as long as I could remember about the direction or the offerings or the cost. And the market has always helped to take those concerns and adjust them where they need to go. I think that's the one we just happen to be watching right now, is when is enough going to be too much? I think we're probably close to that. I think you see some of the properties rolling back their parking fees.
Like Wynn and Encore?
Yeah. So I think, again, it's not that they're not listening. I think they're very aware of what's being said, good and bad, and are adjusting towards that. But I think we're going to see probably some more addressing of that. I read an article about how Las Vegas might be getting away from leisure travelers and really just focusing on business travelers altogether, especially with the convention center expansion and the tunnel. And I think that, like you said, I think that if you start to cater towards those guests in Nevada, that their price point happens to be probably quite a bit higher than your everyday leisure traveler or family traveler. So I think that the market's going to certainly evolve, but I think some of those things are going to be addressed.
You know, and it's interesting you raise that, because if we look at the history of Nevada, north and south, there have been times when we have shunned certain groups. In one case, conventions. When Nevada owned the gaming market, nobody wanted conventions because you were taking up space that gamblers used. That has turned 180 degrees, but there should be a concern that we don't want to blow off any group, that we want to be at a cater. You look at a company like Station Casinos, they have the high end with Red Rock, Palms, but they also have the Fiesta properties. So they're catering to a whole range of different groups.
Well, and I think Vegas will always still have the ability to do that. I think we've seen, even like in nightlife in the last year or two in Las Vegas, you've seen some pretty very high profile projects that have really struggled, to say the least.
And there's a DJ that's not making $10 million a year anymore.
That's right. And I think you're going to see an evolution there on what people want, what travelers and guests to Nevada want. And I think that we have a long track record of being able to very, you know, accommodate that in a very, very positive fashion. I think that's what's going to continue to happen. But I think there will always be the offerings across the board in Las Vegas. We mentioned Sahara. Sahara is still, you know, a very, very affordable property with a lot of affordable offerings, even though it's completely been upgraded in the last 2 years. And I think there's a lot of properties like that.
Well, and I think that part of that is that the lessons that were learned at Grand Sierra, which was, when you've got 2,000 rooms, you have to adapt. And there are some times when room rates are a little too high.
And I think and Grand Sierra did learn that. And I think that that's something that the Vegas properties are starting to learn. We've seen the chatter over the last year. They're listening.
The Raiders.
Go Raiders.
I don't think that anybody is prepared. Nobody was prepared for the Golden Knights and their success. I think that the Raiders are going to blow that through the roof.
So here's a couple things that we learned when we were working on the stadium project that I think are very interesting that relate to that. One, we were talking to a regulator. We were talking about the stadium in its early stages, and he looked and he said, it was actually when Bruce Breslow was at Business and Industry, and I was pretty struck. You know, Bruce knows the sports world very well.
Better than anyone.
Right. And Bruce said, I think you guys are underestimating. He kind of gave us some feedback on our messaging. You're underestimating the power of pro sports to change a community. It's a community rallying point. And we've seen that with the Golden Knights, and they've been phenomenal as a community rallying point. I think the Raiders, and I've talked to Mark Davis, and he's acutely aware of the Raiders have to do as good a job as the Knights have done integrating themselves into the community. So it's not just about a successful product. It's also about how you're representing a community, but also how you're interacting, the relationships you're building in the community. And I think the Knights have done an amazing job with that. I think the Raiders are going to be held to the same standard. and we're already seeing them in schools and out and about doing charity work over the last year while they've been in Oakland. So I'm pretty confident that the Raiders are going to, in addition to just it being an amazing spectacle, that stadium and having an NFL team there, I think the Raiders are also going to be a pretty good addition to the community's quality of life.
I think also an example of what can be done for the community, and I'm talking business-wise, is what happened with the National Finals Rodeo, the NFR. 10 nights in Las Vegas of rodeo. You don't have to go to the rodeo to be a part of NFR. Every hotel is running their own parties and their own events connected to that. So I think that whether you actually get a ticket or can afford a ticket to the stadium, you're going to be part of the football.
Well, I get amused hearing everybody worried about not being able to tailgate at the football games, because I think a tailgating experience is going to be unlike any other tailgating experience at any pro sporting event in the country, because you're going to have the entire strip that's essentially going to be one big tailgate party. Every hotel is going to be doing something to celebrate that, and I think it's going to redefine the experience of tailgate parties and all that. But I think it's a great point. NFR, it's so much fun to be in Vegas in December, even if you don't go to the rodeo, because there's so much stuff going on and so much energy at all the properties.
Do you have your own top 10 list of concerts you want to see at the Raiders Stadium? Because it's mind-blowing when you think of the quality of entertainment we've had in Las Vegas for decades, that there are still artists that we don't have a facility big enough until now to book. I mean, for me, I think Adele would be the top of my list, but who would you put there?
Well, mine's heavily influenced by a 10-year-old daughter and a 12-year-old son, so I've already heard, "Dad, when are we getting Taylor Swift here? And when are we getting Beyonce here?" And for me, it would be some of the rock bands I grew up on, so AC/DC and Metallica and some of those kinds of bands. But I think I read Kenny Chesney the other day. I think the potential of what that stadium is going to do outside of football is so exciting. Everything from concerts to WrestleMania to Premier League soccer games. I know Manchester United, we had floated the idea of Manchester United playing an annual game there. I think things like that could be really, really exciting.
I think that the people don't realize what that potential is, that the football is the starting point, but it's not even close to the end point.
It's amazing when we're the entertainment capital of the world in Las Vegas. We have lacked a venue that has been able to we have lacked a venue that's been able to draw some of the top entertainers and entertainment events from around the world. So when you couple that with Las Vegas, I think the potential's limitless.
Which year for the Super Bowl?
I think it's going to be within the 3 or 4 years.
All right, let's take a break. More with Mike Draper when we come back.
Dimitri Prine here for Design Outdoor. At Design Outdoor, we specialize in all hardscapes, pavers, and walls you'll need for everything, from wonderful small yards to full-blown outdoor living. And we only refer the best contractors to make your vision a reality. Our store and backyard are located at 11600 South Virginia, just north of DeMonte Ranch Parkway. Visit designoutdoor.com or call us at 851-9499.
I'm men's rights attorney Marilyn York, and because I represent men in all family law matters, women often call me gender traitor, woman hater, and even disgusting. So why represent men and target myself with these offensive monikers? It's simple. Children with fathers in their lives are 6 times less likely to drop out of school, 15 times less likely to go to prison, and 5 times less likely to commit suicide. So ladies, you can hate me, but please love your children more than you hate their fathers.
Hi, I'm Dave Newman. Remember me? I used to be the house detective, and now I'm a realtor, full-time at RE/MAX Realty Affiliates. A lot of people ask me, how's the market? You know what? It's fantastic. If you're even kicking around the idea of buying or selling, give me a call. Let's talk about it. Call me at RE/MAX Realty Affiliates and just ask for the guy who used to be the house detective, Dave Newman.
The signs and symptoms of cataracts can start out small with subtle changes in your vision. So don't wait. Be proactive and take your vision into your own hands. If you're experiencing the onset of cataracts or just have questions, contact your eye care professional or call Eye Care Associates of Nevada today. Dr. Hiss has years of experience specializing in the surgical correction of eye disorders and has completed over 84,000 vision-correcting procedures.
At Eye Care Associates of Nevada, we'll change the way you look at the world.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Mike Draper. He is a partner with Argentum Partners. Northern Nevada has become this incredibly competitive gaming market. I mean, I talk to people within the industry, and they're like, holy moly. What's your take on this at this point?
So we've been talking about this for 4 or 5 years, and particularly when the Morello Group, I should say 6, 7 years, when the Morello Group came into the market, we've seen in Las Vegas, historically, when properties start to invest in themselves, that all the other properties start to invest in themselves. I think that watching what's happened with Grand Sierra and watching how the gaming market has evolved altogether, particularly in Northern Nevada, it's really, really been pretty cool as someone who was born and raised here to see the money that's gone into upgrading all of those properties. And they each now have something to offer. And each have something that they can kind of hang their hat on. And I think that's where the competitive value of the properties is really seen, is each one offers something that another doesn't, but they're doing a heck of a job all investing in themselves. And I think the focus, you know, is we've seen RSCVA over the last couple of years really be focused on getting people here, much like LVCVA did 20 years ago, and then let the properties compete over having people here.
Well, it's back to the old days,
right?
You know, when Pappy Smith and Bill Hara,
that's right.
Bring them any way you can to Reno, and we'll fight over them when they get there. Anthony Marnell built the second biggest entertainment venue for the Nugget.
The Victorian Square is amazing. I was down there a couple weeks ago to go to the movies, and we haven't been in the concert venue there, but just to see that and what they did in a relatively short time, it's exciting to see what the potential is for Sparks. I know that Victorian Square, with all the residential that's happening with that entertainment venue, and now with some of the commercial stuff that's going on, some of the restaurants and things like that, anytime you talk to a Sparks City Council person, they're
smiling.
Beaming. They are.
Yeah.
They really are.
Yeah, because their residential is just going insane. So let's take a look at, you know, obviously the El Dorado deal is incredible, taking over Caesars, just amazing. But now they have four properties in downtown Reno, or they will have. They've got to I'm presuming they have to divest Harrah's. Who do you think is a target for both Harrah's and Mount Blue up at the lake? Because that would be another property they probably need to divest.
Well, I honestly think it's probably somebody that we haven't seen in the market. So,
a gaming operator,
or an equity firm? I think it's an equity firm is probably what we're going to see.
Because we haven't seen that yet in Northern Nevada.
We haven't, but I think the value proposition that Northern Nevada offers, I think that we're going to see a very competitive market for some of those properties, especially with how the city of Reno is trying to evolve downtown. And obviously Mont Blue, with that event center that they're building up there, 6,500 seat event center that's supposed to be built in the next 2 or 3 years, I think that property, we could see a resurgence in South Lake Tahoe that makes that property a very, very high profile property for someone to acquire.
Well, and you combine that with the Harveys, you know, they have around, 7,000 for their outdoor amphitheater concerts each year, and those have been incredibly successful as well.
I mean, they're anticipating that the event center that's being built, the indoor event center, will have something like 30 or 40 events a year, convention, but even some kind of minor league sports, and then, of course, concerts. And that's a venue, we're talking about Las Vegas and the stadium. Lake Tahoe doesn't have a concert venue other than that outdoor venue, which can only do, you know, 10 or 8 concerts a year because of weather. To have an indoor venue that where you could, during ski season, do some big concerts and things like that, I think that there's so much potential for what is going to happen with the lake when that venue gets built.
Well, and you look at other organizations that already see the potential of Lake Tahoe, MTV with their snow globe. I mean, that is a huge event.
We had one of our interns was trying to get a ticket to Snow Globe, and we were amazed just watching the prices of those tickets. So clearly there was a lot of demand.
Well, they spent about 3 months upfront promoting that event. Yeah. I mean, over all their MTV networks.
Every year for the last several years. So I know that that's a hot ticket, and I think that we're going to see more of that kind of stuff too, more festivals in Northern Nevada and the lake, and certainly some of the other our surrounding area.
Do you see the same thing happening in Northern Nevada with real estate investment trusts that we've seen in Southern Nevada, where companies divest themselves of their land to be able to take advantage of that cash to be able to do other things?
I don't think we're going to see it to the degree in Northern Nevada that we do in Southern Nevada. I don't think that we have the resources, the land resources that Southern Nevada has for a lot of new projects or to grow. We've seen right now Northern Nevada, as you know, is really at a crossroads of, are we going to grow the footprint of Northern Nevada, particularly of Reno, Sparks, Washoe County? Are we going to grow the footprint, or are we going to build upwards instead of build out, and what we're going to do? So I think there's some uncertainty still about what the future of Northern Nevada looks. So I'm not sure that we're going to see, until there's some certainty on where Northern Nevada's development is going to go, that we're going to see it like we have in Southern Nevada.
Do you think that there is actually the ability of local government at this point to control the growth that's going on in Northern Nevada? Because it seems to me that you can restrict it in one place, but it's just going to pop up in another. For example, and we only have about 30 seconds, but Fernley is about to catch on fire in terms of growth.
I don't think there's the ability of government to control it, but certainly we've seen that government can restrict it. I think that cost is something that is on everyone's mind, and I think at some point that's going to require all of the local governments to get together and figure out how to address that.
All right, and that's where we got to leave it. Always a pleasure, sir. Thank you for being
here. Thank you. Thanks for having me.
And we'll be right back.
A bird's eye captures its surroundings at different heights. At Brian Culpa Photography, we can make your imagination soar over buildings, parks, cityscapes, and beyond. Brian's images tell the story and get the job done. If you need a new perspective to tell your story, contact Brian today. Brian Culpa Photography. Experience the bird's eye view at brianculpaphotography.com.
Hi, my name's Marilyn Miner, and I'm sure you'd agree that Nevada's a very special place to live. I was born here, and my husband and I have raised our family here. I feel it's a privilege to live and work in the Truckee Meadows. I especially enjoy helping my clients reach their real estate goals. Sometimes the smallest details provide the greatest satisfaction. I'd be complimented to talk to you about your next move.
Call Marilyn Miner at Dixon Realty, 742-1280, or log on to marilynminer.com.
Safety. We all think about it. You think about it when he buckles in, when you check your mirrors and put away your phone. RTC thinks about safety too. In fact, we create it. Center turn lanes mean fewer blind spots. Bike lanes keep cyclists and you safe. Roundabouts reduce injury collisions. And all these crosswalks are designed to keep families like yours safe. Safety is your priority, and it's ours too. Every day, in everything we do.
Pro Group Management is the place where companies can find workers' comp solutions that are designed to meet their specific business requirements. As regulations evolve, Pro Group takes a proactive approach to clear the path to make sure your business stays ahead of the curve. Knowing your workers' comp program is optimized, you can focus on other important matters related to your growing business. Pro Group Management, workers' comp that works for you.
Don't forget you can subscribe to our YouTube channel. Just search Nevada Newsmakers on YouTube. We'll see you on the next broadcast.